Leili Nishmas Rav Kleina Mishkam Ben 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 Eli Melech. Sota Perak Dalad Mishnah Aleph. Arusa v'shameres Yavam loy shoyseis v'loy noit loy ksupa. In Arusa, in a shameres Yavam, woman that's waiting to do Yibum to somebody, to one of her dead husband's brothers, loy shoyseis v'loy noit loy ksupa. She does not shrink from the Meimarim, and she does not take her ksupa. Shenemar, as the Torah says, Asher tista isha tachas isha, prat la arusa v'shameres Yavam. The Torah specifically says that she did this while she was fully married, tachas isha. In Arusa, although if she was mezana, she gets misa, it's not considered 100% married. And also, shemeres yavam, she's only waiting to do yibum, she didn't do it yet. Therefore, she doesn't drink. Why does she lose her ksuba, though? So here the Rav says, because she was the one that caused herself to asa herself. In other words, she's the one that caused this divorce. So anytime the woman is the cause for the divorce, she loses her ksuba, and because he warned her, and she still went and was miyachid with this guy, although she can't be killed, she can't drink, and now she's usher to the husband forever, she still loses her ksuba as well. Almana l'koin gadol grusha v'chalutz l'koin hedyut, mamzeres unesino liyisrael. All these cases are cases of women that are not allowed to marry their husbands. And the shaila by a nesino, is that an issa d'oraisa d'rabbanan? Ubas yisrael l'mamzer l'nasin. Bas Yisrael to a mamzer or a nasin. Nesina we've had a few times. And a nasin, they came from the Givonim. Lo shosos v'lo not los ksuba. All these cases, they don't shrink and they don't take a ksuba. And the chiddush is that these women are anyway usher to live with their husbands. So why would it be that they lose their ksuba? We learned in ksubas that an almana, if she's married to a kohen gadol, even though it's usher for them to get married, once they get divorced, she takes her ksuba, because they both did the isser. So it's no worse her fault than his, so she should still get her ksuba. In this case, even though they were both responsible for the marriage, her husband and her, they both did something wrong by getting married. But lamaisa, because with her, like the Tfarisol brings, shegam stirasa garemes shete aser, that not only is she usser because of that, but she also caused herself to be usser to him through stira, through being alone with the person he warned not being alone with, therefore she loses her ksuba.